Welcome to Ross Fenter, a filmmaker with the Expedition Coney project. Hello.
Hello, Daniel.
Why do you think that you can succeed when a crack team of special US military advisors still hasn't been able to find Joseph Coney?
The main answer would probably be that we're wondering if they're actually out there on a legitimate hunt for Coney, or if they're using this as a vehicle to increase presence and to raise a footprint within the area in Central Africa. So I think they're doing a great job, and I think there's a lot of intel that's coming from those groups. But we have the ability to actually operate on a different plane and work outside of the boundaries and the mandate that they're actually basically encompassed by.
So how are you going to work outside of the boundaries or work beyond the mandate in which they have?
Pretty simple, actually. We are, you know, individual citizens, so we're going to set up our logistics and our own travel based on what we think we need to do and who we need to talk to. But make no mistake about it, we will liaise with the groups that are on the ground. You know, we can't do this without talking to them. And we've already been in talks with various groups, various NGOs, and the U.S. State Department. So they know we're going, and they have an idea of what our agenda is. And I think if we can strike a common ground with those groups and maybe share some information back and forth, it increases our odds of at least honing in on a location.
Some people might comment that this is all rather unsavory, the idea of popularizing the search for someone accused of crimes against humanity.
Yeah, that's a legitimate critique, and I understand that critique. I think the one thing that maybe we're not sharing quite yet is our angle regarding the story. You know, that will come out over time. We're slowly revealing the different levels of our interest and what we want to convey with each passing week. Actually, we're in week three, but week one and week two, we're really press-oriented and getting the message out and working on the funding. But as far as unsavory, the only thing I can say is the more questions we ask, the more questions come up. For me in particular, I'm a filmmaker, and I'm very interested in the story. I want to know why the focus on Coney. I want to understand where the $200 million plus dollars have gone and why haven't they produced any, you know, rational and legitimate solutions. That's interesting to me. I want to find that out. I want to understand better about the region and what the ulterior motives of other groups are within that region. And Coney's a vehicle to get there and to ask those questions and to get those answers. And I don't think we're getting those answers. Our interest and my interest as a filmmaker are, let's find out why and let's try to put this thing to bed and move on to more pressing issues in the region.
You're hoping to raise up to $500,000 to go on this Coney expedition. What if you don't reach the funding target?
If we don't reach the funding target, we're looking at alternative plans to get over there. We're going to go, either with the crowdfunding or without the crowdfunding. The crowdfunding is an interesting model. We were approached and we have talked to various media outlets prior to this crowdfunding campaign. We've been in talks with a few people in Los Angeles and New York, and this is months ago, who were interested in this story and filming this story. At the end of the day, we kind of realized that they had their own agenda and they had their own story that they wanted to tell. We would be hamstringed by their agenda and what they wanted us to basically go out and find for them. And we're trying to eliminate that whole mid-level aspect to documentary filmmaking and storytelling. We're trying to actually see if we can't go as organic as possible and put this out to as many like-minded people as possible who have similar questions to us and want the most honest answers possible without an agenda. It's an ambitious plan. That's a lot of money we're asking. And that money in particular, we came to that number. We bounced around a lot, but we came to that number because that number supplies a very strong contingent logistics, a ground force that we can use with medics and various locations where we can be as mobile as possible with as many chartered flights that we need to move around. We have alternate plans, though. If we don't get that money, we do have various levels of logistics that we can operate under various dollar figures. So we're going to go, and you know, we hope to bring the crowd along and tell the story and have them engaged and interactive with us while we do it. But you're only as good as how much you raise, and it's just going to dictate how big of a footprint we have in the end. That's all.
If you find him, Joseph Coney, or the Lord's Resistance Army, how do you know that you won't be killed?
I'd like to defer that one to Pelton, but because of his experience of basically seeking out these types of people around the world, he has a pretty good track record of, well, obviously he's still alive. He has his own unique way of approaching individuals. And I think the biggest lesson I've learned about this entire process is we don't go after this guy. In essence, what we need to do is let him find us. What we're really looking for is a channel of communication. If we find the right channel of communication that gets our message to him, it's up to him whether he wants to meet with us or not. If he does, great, we'll meet with him. But we are not bounty hunters. We're not mercenaries. You know, there's other people in the area working on that sort of thing. That's not what we're doing. What we're doing is we want to see if it's possible to meet with the man who hasn't been interviewed since 2006 and then again 2008. But we want to see if we can actually meet with the man and discuss with him his options and put some options before him and see if he bites.
Where does the U.S. State Department's reward for Coney come into all of this?
You know, Obama, you know, signed that into law, and they're a factor, obviously. They're not our motivation. We reached out to the woman in charge of that program, and we'll be meeting with her in Washington, D.C. We basically need to do that because we need to liaise with them and give them a better understanding of who we are and what we're trying to do, and hopefully gain a little bit of intel and support from their end. But that's not our motivation, and it's more than $5 million. I think his two deputies are both worth up to $5 million. But when you look at that program, it's not black and white. It is money that they set aside to give out up to a certain amount for various types of information, and that's it. And we don't plan on using that. If that were to happen and the planets lined up and we ended up receiving money from the State Department, we will turn around and put those resources into the hands of the people on the ground who have been there for 10, 15 years, who need it, and who are doing really good work with the people, the local people who are in need.
Thank you for joining us, Ross Fenter, a filmmaker with the Expedition Coney Project, on the line from Montana in the U.S.
Thank you, Daniel.